I have a super exciting news for you. My new book, Chasing Desires, is on pre-order on Amazon. And when you pre-order this book, I'm sending you some really amazing gifts worth over $500. This is not a self-help book. I'm not teaching you what you should do to make your life a certain way. This is a story of my emotions, ugly and beautiful both. This is a tale of how I fell madly in love with myself after hating me long enough for no fault of mine. So don't miss out, especially if you are a woman. Hi, and welcome to the Corporate Life Podcast. My name is Hina Siddiqui, and I loved and hated my corporate jobs for years. This podcast is going to empower you to go high on your career without losing yourself. I invite you to join me each week as you will hear real cool stories of the real cool corporate people doing real things in the corporate world. And their experiences and advice can change your story too. Hi, this is Hina Siddiqui, and you're listening to the Corporate Life Podcast. I've always had a hard time fitting into any place where I felt I do not belong. For ages, I kept thinking and believing that there is something wrong with me. People around me made me feel that way, and I believed them too. But when I started to expand my wings and knowing myself, loving myself as I am, I realized that I don't have to be a part of the herd culture, which is so normal in our society, and that wants us to be like everyone else. I'm unique, and I can't be compared to anyone else on this planet. And so are you. This is my favorite topic, and I have the privilege once again of hosting my very amazing friend, Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom Hypnoacuity on this show. His work has touched the lives of countless individuals, guiding them towards a path of self-discovery and pure liberation. Robert is the author of a unique and insightful book, My Wisdom Breathes, and many others. A very special thing about him is that he writes unpunctuated. He has been on the show several times before, and every time he comes, it's a lot of fun and full of wisdom. Today, we are going to show you the side effects of not being you and being a Xerox copy of other successful people and how you can break that pattern. Hi, Robert. Welcome to the show once again. It's so good to see you every time I host you on this show.
It's my honor and privilege to be here because it's a great conversation, but you're a great host.
The kind of ideas that you bring to this show, I love them and I so much resonate with them. I, of course, need to learn a lot from you. Since you have started coming on the show, I think in myself, like I have improved a lot in terms of improved as in that expanded myself to different levels and horizons. Let's talk about the comparison thing, because this is something that has always bothered me, that we live in a culture of comparison where somebody is always better or worse than the other people, right? Anybody else. Like we always put ourselves in comparison to somebody else. So why is it so? And what would you like to say about that, Robert?
Everybody's equal. In material things, you're a success right where you're at, but in spirit, love, soul, and heart and sovereignty, everybody's equal because that's all flowing energy. Mm-hmm. See, we're equal in flowing energy, and that means your imagination, innovation, and all that other stuff that's unique to you is good. But we got taught in school that, well, even when he was a kid, well, this guy, your brother don't do that. Why do you do that? People were compared. And then when, like my family, we weren't a wealthy family, and we was always, and our parents was always comparing our wealth to somebody else's wealth. And wealth is just materialistic. Our original wealth in the world is your wisdom, your imagination, innovation, and the legacy you leave here on earth. And if people really want to see something, you know, Gandhi died in the 50s, right? Think about this. That's 73 years ago. All the presidents between then and all the political people, they're in a history book, but Gandhi has classes taught about him. He's still today. Yeah. People are still trying to attain Gandhi's wisdom. And what did Gandhi do? He brought the British Empire down without firing a shot. Him and the salt tax, that started the downfall of the British Empire. If you ever notice physical violence and people that use the physical, the enslaving mindset, it takes a while, but they always fall and fail. Yeah. But when you go from the flowing energy of your spirit, your love, your sovereignty, and your heart and soul, you're equal. And something else, think, know, learn, and knowledge are non-existent in spirit, love, sovereignty, heart, and your soul. That's all flowing energy. And if you really can open up to the flow, understanding you're a flowing energy, you start feeling it come from here up.
Yeah.
And that's all we are, is a flowing energy. With the earth, the universe is a flowing energy. And if you open up to listening to your flowing energy, you never get stuck in your thinking, knowing, memory, mind. Because you're going to think and know your way to yesterday, and the outside world is going to do everything it can to trigger them frozen in time representations to keep you the same. And here's another thing. I've never made a mistake, had a challenge, chaos, adversity, controversy, or an untimed event. But I've always had an awakening. Mm-hmm. It's an awakening, accomplishment, enlightenment, lesson, inspiration, appreciation, and understand. The thing about all them words, there's zero memory. And that's where you really want to get to, because everything you need to recall is going to happen. And Hina, you're a success right where you are. The thing you want to do is get rid of the societized definitions of health, wealth, and success, and define it here. Because you're a success here. You created this. Now you can innovate the rest. See, I feel innovation here. Create, I feel here, but innovation, I feel here. I try to use words that go from here to here, because that's where the heart energy is.
Yeah, that is controlled through our chakras. We call it like energy points in our bodies. That's the yoga concept. That is a very ancient concept in India. Now, I want to go back to the question that as we started with culture of comparison, where we are stuck because we are busy comparing ourselves with the other people. We want to match somebody else's success. We want to duplicate somebody else's success in terms of relationships, in terms of wealth, in terms of career, and in terms of health, right? We don't innovate. We have stopped innovating. We have learned. We are an expert, duplicating other people's success and behaviors and patterns. Now, I want to ask you this question, that it starts with the family, right? It's the first place where we learned this. This is the family. So how is it possible to unlearn that behavior and pattern that is so rooted in our life and in the collective psyche of the humankind?
That's the greatest question you could ask right there. Your parents, from the womb to 5 years old, you ingrained everything your parents did. The thing you want to open up to understand is you mirror your parents, but you want to admit to yourself that you encompassed everything your parents did. And everything your parents don't like, you do. But you got to admit you encompassed your parents' stuff. You got to admit it to get rid of it and see where it's at in your physical world. And you said something very, very, very awakening in there, imitating other people. You know, you get into a self-help or you do something to imitate somebody, or you try to do something to imitate anybody. Whenever you imitate somebody, you're living in a limitation, but you're deepening your insecurities because you're always looking outside yourself for the way forward. And that's what our parents did. And then in school, we got compared to, I wasn't the smartest kid in the school, but school was never for me. And see, that's the thing about school. It ain't a one-size-fits-all, even though they try to. But you get compared by your parents to your sister or brother because they were good. And then you get compared to your cousins if they're good. And if you do something wrong, you get compared. So you always are comparing. And then you start comparing yourself. Then you become in competition with them.
Yeah.
Not only the comparison, but being in competition.
Money is all around us, and we think about it more than almost every other aspect of our lives. But how can we make more of it, and what's our drive for building wealth beyond just the numbers in our bank account? Join us on the Make More podcast as our host Matt Heslin brings to you a dynamic lineup of experts in the world of investing, business, health, and beyond. Together, they unpack the secrets to not just surviving, but thriving in today's economy. It's about more than just wealth. It's about crafting life experiences, seizing opportunities, and building a legacy. Subscribe now to the Make More with Matt Heslin podcast and join us every week for new expert insights and inspiration.
When it comes to looking for a job, most people get it wrong. They would keep on using their one and only resume to apply for any and every open job position in the industry without getting clear on what's right for them. They would avoid correct and targeted networking and stay dependent on job sites. And the truth is that over 70% of jobs are never posted on job boards or job websites. Plus the wrong and scarcity mindset and lack of self-belief, and this is huge. But unfortunately, most job seekers don't deal with this. And no wonder that they keep on struggling with their job hunt, and most of them will make a compromise by accepting just any random job because they want money to pay the bills, which is a valid reason. If that's you, come join me on my job search coaching program where I guide you through with the right strategy, your mindset upgrade, which is about 80% in all my programs, and taking inspired and focused consistent action. You may book a free strategy call with me. Find the link on the episode page.
There is no such thing as competition. The only thing you have is daring yourself to awaken. Because life is a trial and dare. That's all it is. You're going to have trials and you're going to dare yourself for the outcome. And that's the thing. But you really, when you start catching yourself doing that, you're going to, you know, so everybody says they read these, but oh, I did it right away. BS. You just got to keep being in the game of it. It's in the game of liberation, inspiration, and sovereign expansion. But the best one is being politically incorrect. But your politically incorrect inspirations dissolve that perfection programming. And that's where a lot of the people comparison comes is they want to be, they want to think everything they do is going to be picture perfect. Mm-hmm. And life's a mess, a riddle, and a mystery.
Yeah, it's insane to be trying to be perfect, because when life is not perfect, how can we be?
You know, that's why I put my videos in my classes out unedited, because I want to show people it's okay to be flawlessly imperfect.
That's beautiful. I love that. And sometimes it's my endeavor too that I do something which makes me feel a little uncomfortable that, okay, I did not send my best stuff out and I just was imperfect. I was goofing up. I was messing up somewhere on one of my videos or something. But then it's so important to relearn that behavior that it's okay to be imperfect. And when we are trying to be perfect, we are actually trying to imitate somebody who we think is perfect.
Yeah. You know, I love these people that say, you got to get out of perfection programming, then they put everything out perfect.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes the way you do it the first time is the way the universe asks you to do it.
Right.
And see, now I'm going to be honest with you. I stopped listening to self-help, personal growth, self-improvement, and I stopped reading punctuated books. Punctuated self-help books and personal growth, self-improvement. Because when somebody puts that out, they're giving you their viewpoints, their opinions and beliefs. There's knowledge, but they're giving you the perfection programming limitations. And see, when you read a punctuated book, you follow and imitate that. And the thing is, you're an individual.
Yes.
Your individuality is your imagination, innovation. And that's the thing. The world has lost. See, back before we had all this communication, people had to be individuals to do things. Mm-hmm. Now we try to do what one does so we can all do it and do the same thing. All that is imitating. And, you know, something else, all this artificial intelligence writing and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't do that. Because that takes away from me. I'm not putting my wisdom in there. I'm putting a word or whatever they do, and I'm getting some computer's way of doing it.
Yeah, it's about conformity. Because everybody's doing it, so we should also do it. So something like that. So it's again, I think it also affirms the culture of comparison, and it leads to competition, which is not a very healthy thing to have, because then we are not experiencing our life, we are not putting our creativity out, and we are not doing our bit in the world that we have been sent into by the nature.
You know, and the thing that taught me that is the spell check. Mm-hmm. I used to be a fairly decent speller. Now I can't spell.
Yeah, and, I agree with that.
You know, this artificial writing and stuff is just beginning. But 4 years from now, people are going to wonder what's going on, because I like my writings to come from inside me. Mm-hmm. I like my wisdom. Yeah. And, you know, the more I open up to wisdom, the more I am free of competition and comparing myself. But you really get kind of a little, you start trusting your acumen, your agility, ability, and audacity. You know, to love the world and show people you love them, you have to be defiantly different than everybody else.
Yes, right. The art of standing out is important rather than being a Xerox copy of those who we want to be like. So this is very important. Like when we are children, we want to be like our parents, you know, either our father or mother. And then we want to be someone like someone around us who we think is perfect for us, or who we like. It's okay to accept people the way they are, and there is nobody good or bad. It's just that they are as a human being. And we just need to take them as they are and take that judgment away.
Yeah. You know, I was bad about judging and categorizing. I always thought I could figure them people out. Well, I never figured anybody out. I was trying to figure myself out. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. Everything you're trying to do in the outside world is inside you. And, you know, my favorite one is reading I can help you with trauma and drama and this stuff. Only one that can really expand the amount of trauma and drama is himself. And all trauma and drama and all that stuff is, I got a show on my television show called Fisherman's Fable. All you want to be, you know, the Fisherman's Fable, all he's talking about the one that got away. Well, you want to be the fish that got away from your subconscious mind, because all this comparison and this stuff is ingrained with us. But, you know, what a lot of people don't understand is the subconscious mind goes back to the beginning of time. Mm-hmm. And even in business, it goes back to the beginning of time. And if you really look at the world and you get right down and just look at it and be very honest with yourself, the world, I've been on the world 67 years. And the foundation on the very bottom is still the same. What, you know, and another thing, when people say business, I have a business, all a business is a name on a sheet of paper in a file cabinet.
Right.
What you do to expand people's lives is what it's about.
That's about, yes, that's about it.
And see, but when you compare yourself, especially in money, the more you are busy and productive for money, money's a frequency and an energy of wisdom.
Yeah.
See, wisdom is irreplaceable wealth.
Right. The more value we create into the world for people, the more money we are about to get, right? We are. It will naturally flow into our life. So that there's no question about it. Now let's talk about this thing that, as the show is about corporate professionals, and let's inspire them for with this concept and how they can get the maximum out of the concept that we are talking about today. So corporate professionals want to save their jobs, and they just do least enough to save their jobs, or they are busy comparing themselves with other people and, you know, chasing out the promotions and raises. So now here the question is that the corporate professionals, if they stop thinking that they are there to, you know, to promote themselves or you know, stuff like that, it's all about creating value to the employer, to the business, to the client or customer's lives. And this is what is going to get them more money, more raises, more promotions, because this is the base of everything. This is the foundation of everything. So in their context, in their job, because they are into set jobs, and their job is to create maximum value with the kind of expertise they have and while being in their zone of genius. What would you like to say about that, Robert?
First thing they got to do is let go of the complainer's drain.
Yeah.
Every time they complain, they drain their energy. But what they got to do, the first thing they want to do is appreciate where they're at. Appreciate that. Appreciate that, because when you're working for somebody else, you know, a professional, whatever, that's your business. What you do is your business. That's a business for you, because you're creating cash flow. It isn't what you're doing. It's how can you open up and expand your wisdom, innovation, and your imagination, intuition to expand yourself and maybe even expand yourself out of that. Right. How is that? But the thing I did is you go to the work and then you get set down at the break table and you get around a bunch of complainers and then you start complaining and then you hate your life. If you wake up in the morning, I don't care who you are, where you're at, have three or four words like mine is I am sovereign, dynamic, and accomplished. Are astonishing. But start that out. And also, where's the wisdom I'm going to encounter today to expand? See, people get in there, but a lot of this comes down to executives too, not listening to the people. And pretty soon when people have an idea and then they shut it down, because executives and management, they like everything inside their comfort zone. And some of their people have wisdom that's beyond their comfort zone. So it's really a thing. Management really has to open up to just listen without their egotistical know-it-all ignorance involved. And if somebody has a good idea, because like I've had friends that I've interviewed that go in and fix businesses that are going upside down, they go to the workers first and they find out who's got to go. And you know, the management's got to understand sometimes they don't always put the best people in management. I learned this from Steve Jobs, and this has stuck with me forever. You know, when they started Apple, he says, we went for the people that could interview, that could really do it. He says, 3 years in, we discovered, the ones that don't interview, they don't want to interview. They just want to do their thing. Then he says, then we started promote managers. We had a manager that didn't want it. We just made his life uncomfortable until he accepted it. Because he says the people that don't want management is going to do you better. And those that want management, he says, are going to be the ones that lay down on you. I don't care if you're the janitor, where you're at. Whatever you do that day, everything has an energy of wisdom, innovation, and talent. And if you listen to and witness what and observe what's going on around you, you're going to expand your wealth. And you know, expanding your innovative talents at work, it goes out to everything else, but you got to listen. It took me 66 years to learn this. So you're going to listen your way to the penthouse, you're going to talk your way to the outhouse. That simple. And man, I have. But you know, when you go to work, and now if you're unhappy and don't like it, move on, because you're a drain on everything. But if you're going to work, appreciate that job, because that's, you know, we have this misperception that, I'm working for these people. And then I was terrible about that. But, you know, you chose to be there, appreciate it, and you'll realize way better than you ever, because you think and know in turmoil and complaining. You listen, innovate, and this inspiration rises you above it. And pretty soon you're starting to, and going to work with a Sherlock Holmes and a Harry Houdini attitude. Sherlock Holmes, you want to investigate and listen to it? And Harry Houdini, you're the key. You are the key that sets yourself free.
Yeah.
You want to unlock that stuff. And, you know, all the things I thought I didn't like about a year ago, I mean, I've had it good.
Yeah.
I have had it really good. But, you know, we go in and we taught ourselves to complain. Mm-hmm. And we go around the water cooler and we gossip. And then we get caught up in the gossip. Gossip's 99.9, well, probably 110% never true. You know, there's people that are just talented. Just admire them for it. Don't be jealous. That's the biggest thing in the workforce is don't be jealous.
That's what happens a lot in the corporate world, where people are jealous. And this is all about comparison, right? Somebody could get it, I could not. So this is where we start comparing, and also we start being jealous about it. So as you say, like, first thing is stop comparing and stop complaining. Start being happy for other people's success and happiness, because at one point in time, it's going to come back to you, right? Because we all are one energy.
You know, if you're at peace with who you are,
yeah,
the outside world never bothers you.
Yes.
And here's the thing. You don't have to know. You'll never know more than anybody else because there's always something there. But your wisdom that you put forth with that innovative wit, witted get and go, that's going to expand the company. And, you know, the thing is if people got to be the suck-ups to keep their job, let them be. Just be honest with yourself, then you're honest with the world.
That's beautiful. That's so important. Robert, would you like to talk about your TV show, which is Pure Liberation Television? Just tell our listeners about it a bit.
Pure Liberation Television is about liberation. It's Pure Liberation, which is a wide awake meditation, energizing your inner rising revelations to understand your free flowing energy. And it's about people liberating themselves from themselves. See, all this stuff we're saying here, all we're really doing is trying to liberate ourselves from ourselves and quit trying to know yourself and understand yourself and appreciate your abilities and appreciate your life. If you appreciate every situation in your life, you discover the frequencies of easy to expand through it. You're never going to know your way through a challenge. And this is what it's about, is people having an opportunity to listen to something where their present moment life, everything in front of them, expands them out of the past and energizes their today, but enterprises their wisdom to enjoy life. In liberation over heal, you really start. Only thing different between heal and liberation is liberation shuts down the frozen in time representations and allows you to color the subconscious scenery with your electro scenario dreams. And that's one thing. There's a channel, one of them called Liberating Lingo. You want to get choose words that you feel here,
yeah,
but they excite you and they want you to go forward. And see, the thing is, I got rid of change, heal, create, transformation, and forgiveness. And think, know, and learn too, because I use inspiration for think, understand for know, and wisdom for knowledge, and comprehend for learning.
Beautiful.
Because learning it, just say learn out loud and then say comprehend, and what you feel is what you feel.
Learn and comprehend. Yeah, there's a lot of difference. Like when we feel that, when we say that with awareness and attention, then it impacts our energy system.
And the thing about my show is this is for the people to expand. Like I tell everybody, all the knowledge is in the management and the white collar. The wisdom's in the workers. Mm-hmm. Because you're physically doing it and you have to be awakened and aware all the time. People never understand. Like, I'm a union electrician. We have a test that we have state tests engineers hardly can pass.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And I never looked at it like this before.
Now, here's the thing. I got two questions. If all the management, marketers, and the white-collar politicians went home for 30 days, would the world still function? Yes, it would, because the everyday life would still go on. But now if all the hourly workers go home, the truck drivers, electricians, the plumbers, the carpenters, the world shut down. Just have the gratitude and appreciate they're doing something for you. An hourly worker working at McDonald's is actually doing something for you.
Yes. Yeah.
Our cook, I don't care. But if you're buying a service, be grateful that person is doing something for you. And just think about this for a second. If that person wasn't there, people are the assets of the world. They are the things. Business is a name. But see, to me, this is my own opinion. Business and college education has the world going this way as far as it can go. It's time for individuals to rise to their inspiration, innovation, intuition, imagination. Something that somebody that told me this a long time ago, Hina, your intuition and imagination will stroll you through life on every situation because you're listening. But, you know, here, I'll do something with you. Put your head down like this. Put your head down like this. Okay, now come up until your eyes open and you feel your body open. Mine's right there. I just feel the whole front of me come open. When you walk around with your head down, you're shut down. But if you walk around with your head where you feel open, you're listening for the epiphanies of the universe.
Yeah, that's a difference. And it's going to expand us into a very different horizon, to a very different level. So this is really beautiful. I love that wisdom that you shared with us.
Well, you know, here's the thing. You want to look at the world with a question. Where's the wisdom? Why is this day occurring for me to expand? You want to wake up with questions. You're going to think and know your way to yesterday, and you're going to be in the complainer's drain. Well, when you wake up in the morning, why is this occurring? What is going to happen today that expands me? Mm-hmm. You want to get the you want to get the Sherlock Holmes up early. And yeah. Also, another thing I'm going to tell everybody is don't ever set a boundary. Because a boundary is a future fear. And when you're going through your day, Hina, and something's up, but see, that boundary, it ain't out there you don't like it. It's in here you don't like it. And that's where this is like the outside, you're thinking the outside world did something to you. The event may have, but once that event in the real world is over, that's a subconscious representation for you to expand out of.
Yeah, right. And here is to expand into our new reality. It has to be first that we stop comparing ourselves and let go of all the limitations that we have learned during our growing up years, and start appreciating what we have in our life. And then when we are going to the work in the morning, most of the people are frustrated about it. Oh my God, one more day at work, right? So they wake up with this idea, with this thought, which is scary, of course, which is not serving them throughout the day. But then if they can change this, that, okay, this is a new day for me. This is a new life for me. And I'm going to expand. Let's look at my work and, you know, with curiosity and wonder, how can I be more of service? How can be more helpful to my to the people around me, to my clients, to my customers, to my employers? It's going to change a lot of things in their lives. What do you think about it?
I'm going to enjoy today, and I don't care who it makes mad. No, I'm going to have fun. And see, that's another thing. The world does not know how to have fun. They don't have any.
Yeah, right.
See, that's one thing. You know, when I first got in I always had fun at work. You know, I worked with people in the oil field. We had fun all day long. Mm-hmm. And then when I went over here to got in the union, we had fun all the time. But about 2003, the fun started going away and there was no humor in it. See, if you can't laugh at it, don't do it.
Yeah, let's take a break from seriousness and make everything fun and enjoyment for us. And then we would not never have to work again.
You know, if you can laugh at the gaffes, you can galvanize appreciation, feeling fun.
Right.
That's the thing. And, you know, for me, and the word expand is a word that I can expand out of anything. Mm-hmm. As long as I can shut that thinking, knowing, memory, mind, and all the this is something I really want to share. What I really expanded me is when I started realizing how much I reacted to my life like my parents. And, you know, when you start being open to admitting that, see, you don't have to go through the trauma and drama. Okay, I admitted it. And see, people use trauma and drama to get attention and for sympathy.
Yeah. When you accept it, the drama and trauma ends. But when we resist it, we keep resisting something, the drama continues, right? Until that point, until we accept something the way.
Yes. When you accept it, appreciate it, make fun of it.
Yeah, right.
I mean, you know, when you can laugh at yourself, you can liberate yourself.
And your show is very, very interesting, like pure liberation television. So how can we see, like, where can we watch?
It'll be on Transform Your Life Network, but it ain't launched. They're going to have a soft launch. But the thing I want everybody to understand, your thinking, knowing, memory, mind, and your knowledge, everything you learned in school is camouflaged limitation.
Yes.
And it's also unadmitted apathy, the comfort zone, and all this education, everybody's comfortable in it. Well, if you want to control the world, you educate it and tell them how to think. Mm. But once you rise above that into your individuality, into your imagination, and start describing color and designing the life you desire, you're going to rise above that and open up to your own unique talents. And that's something I really want people to understand, is everybody has a unique talent, a book, a gimmick, a gadget, something within them. They got a gizmo to go, but we're so afraid that it's outside the society. Mm-hmm. And your unique talents are above society's train. Get rid of society's definitions. Write your own definitions of life. Stop looking at other people's material wealth and money. Because if you see them have it, you just have to unleash that unique talent within you, and you can have the money. But you want to show the people a better way of life. You don't want to tell them what to do. You want to show them. I'll never tell anybody what to do. Because the world is stuck and afraid of three things. Stop telling people what to do. Stop being told what to do. And people are afraid of inspiration.
They are. Yeah.
Because there's no book out there for it.
Yes, right.
And nobody can tell you. And motivation, they can tell you. Inspiration's in here. And you have to trust yourself.
Yes, that's the most important thing to do. Trust yourself.
Yeah. And see, it's like your TV show here. This is life expanding for people that listen. Mm-hmm. If you come in thinking and knowing, because there's another thing. You can really tell when people are in competition is when you say something and then they try to one-up it. I know the biggest one is I know that. I'm going to do that. I think like that. Or you tell them something and they say, I know that, but I think this. They always try to change it. Yeah. That's when you're in competition. When you one up somebody, that's competition. And that's a fear.
That's very true. That's very true. I totally resonate with that. How can people work with you, Robert?
All they got to do is go to mycowboywisdom.com. There's a consultation down there. You have a 1 hour. It's a 1 hour conversation on how we're going to expand your life. And here's what I do. This is something I really do. I'm going to show you the way. I'm never going to give you tools. I'm never going to give you anything. I'm going to show you the wisdom that you encompass and the innovation and talent you encompass by you liberating yourself from yourself. And that's mostly getting out of everything you know from the school system. The more I rise above what's going on in the world, the more I whirl of wisdom. Because wisdom, your wisdom, innovation, inspiration, and talents will take you everywhere. But following and imitating others and comparing yourself to others and thinking about what other money, whenever you compare your money to somebody else's, money is not coming to you.
Yeah. That's
and I learned that one myself here. Just like, money's a frequency and an energy of wisdom.
So nurture the wisdom that you have already in within you. Recognize it and nurture it. Let it free.
And express it.
Yeah.
And express it.
Express
and,
it.
You know, and I also got classes. And these classes are, they're not about feel good. They're about being good.
Yeah.
And I got a book, My Wisdom Breeze, and I write my stuff unpunctuated because that way the reader or the listener has to open up to themselves.
Right. And I remember that we talked about it on our first interview together, My Wisdom Breeds. And then I came to know about for the first time that it's possible to write unpunctuated. And that was a very new idea for me. And then I read your book and it's so beautiful. It energizes. And I keep on getting, you know, feedback from the people who have read your book through the show and through other means that they love the work that you do. So it's worth reading, guys. Just go ahead and buy the book, My Wisdom Beats. It would expand you out of your bad days whenever you are feeling one.
Yeah. But here's the thing. It's like this conversation we just had. This is a liberating conversation for the world when they listen.
You know what? Because we did not have any set agenda for this conversation, it's free flowing. You know that I don't have any questions to ask. And when in the beginning, like I just asked you that, okay, what are we going to talk about today? And let it free flow, right? We don't have any set agenda where like, okay, fine, what all questions I'm going to ask you. It's just that something that came out from the wisdom. It was nothing like, you know, nothing prepared. So yes, I really thoroughly enjoyed this conversation with you today, Robert.
So did I. I enjoyed it immensely. And Hina, thank you for having me as a guest. I always enjoy it.
It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. I always have some really exciting ideas whenever I talk to you. And you're an amazing friend by now. So it's so good to be associated with you in all means.
You're an amazing friend too. I look forward to it.
Thank you very much. All the best.
And I'm going to look forward to having you as a guest on my TV show.
Robert has offered us a fresh perspective, encouraging us to liberate ourselves from ourselves, to break free from the chains of societal thinking patterns and stop comparing ourselves with other people and free flow through life as we actually are. Share this episode with your friends and family, as I believe these discussions are crucial in shaping a healthier and more compassionate corporate society. Connect with me on LinkedIn and let me know, what are you going to do differently from now on? That's it for this week. I'll see you next week. Love you guys and girls. Stay happy and safe. Thank you for tuning in. I invite you to subscribe to this podcast and go to my website, authorhina.com, for life and career changing tools and resources. Be sure to download and read my book, Secrets of the Six-Figure Employee with Zero Stress. It's available on Amazon.